Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to 104.3 The Fan. This is a Terry Wickstrom Outdoor Show. I am Will Dykstra, not Terry, in studio today while Terry, again, is out on assignment. And I'll tell you, it is an absolute beautiful day here in Colorado. We've got great weather for this Labor Day weekend and a lot going on. And I certainly don't want to waste any time that we have because we got a lot to talk about here with Darby Shanks from Colorado State Parks and Wildlife from Jackson Lake State Park. Darby, how are you today?
Hi there.
How are you?
Good.
First of all, thank you so much for coming on the radio today. We're really excited to talk with you and also to talk about what's going on out at Jackson Lake State Park. Now, I've got a lot of things that I would like to say, but I definitely want to hear from you and hear about what's going on. And for those of you listeners out there that aren't familiar with Jackson, maybe let's talk a little bit about where it is and then what you got going on out there.
Sure, absolutely. So Jackson Lake State Park is located about 60 miles northeast of Denver area, along the Interstate 76 corridor. We're about 9 miles off of the Interstate 76 to the north. So we have about 260 campsites. Of course, we're all booked this weekend. So don't be coming if you don't have a campground reservation. We are still relatively full with our lake. Since we are an irrigation lake, you never know what our water level will be. But fishing has been hit and miss recently, but it's starting to seem to pick up a little bit more with the cooler temperatures, which is nice. But, of course, it's going to warm up this weekend. So you never know what will happen with fishing on that part. Let's see what else is going on. We have an astronomy program going on this weekend. We only have one interpretive program that's happening, which is going to be on Sunday night. We have a group coming out of the metro area bringing their telescopes to let us look through their telescopes. And so that will be happening in Northview Campground around 8 p.m. till whenever people leave. So
cool.
They're going to probably be here till probably midnight or so. So it's a great opportunity, free of charge, if you've never been able to go and look through big telescopes that are very expensive, that have great quality.
That's cool. And now, Darby, something that, people, the difference between being able to do this, something like that here in the metro area versus going out there to do that is the fact that there's not a ton of lights or unnatural lights, if you will, around. So you're actually, being out there by Wiggins, Colorado, you don't have to, you get to see everything that's going on up there in the sky. So that is an absolute really cool program to have going on out there. And for those of you guys that haven't done something like that before, get out there, check it out. It's a really, really cool opportunity, but it's also something really cool to learn because there's a lot of stuff to learn about that.
Yes, absolutely. And we've here at the park, we've also, done the Night Skies Initiative. So a lot of our lighting in the park is changed over. So there's a lot less light that's been shining, of course. But we've always had our interp program at Northview because there's no light, outdoor light up there. But even with the improvements we've done throughout the park, it's better that throughout most of our campgrounds where you can look at the sky a lot better. So it's a great opportunity.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, Darby, being a professional angler and a fishing guide, Jackson Lake has kind of a special place in my heart because it absolutely has some of the best fishing in the state, and it's kind of one of those under the radar places that a lot of people don't think about fishing. You got some of the other bigger reservoirs out there, Sterling and North Sterling, and I think Jackson Lake sometimes kind of gets forgot about. And I'll tell you what, over the past few years, the wiper fishing there, you have an opportunity at catching some absolute giant wipers or white bass striper hybrids out there. And those fish, if you want a fish that tugs, that's about as good as it gets here in Colorado. And then not to mention the fact there's good walleye fishing out there. A lot of walleyes can be caught in super shallow water, bass fishing for them almost. And you got some good pan fishing out there as well.
Yes, yeah. Our fishing was pretty hot in the early spring for sure. A lot of people have been catching the smaller wipers, they're – but we have some big ones out there. I know it, especially after they did the gill netting this last year. Awesome numbers. So there's plenty of good fish out there, especially the walleye and the wipers.
Yeah, and something that's cool, you know, and you hammered on it earlier, is the fact that it is a an irrigation reservoir. So being able to fish this lake when it's full like this in August or September, that usually doesn't happen, you know, and we had so much rain and snow this year, that being able to keep these reservoirs full will help keep that fish population healthy as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's awesome. We've had water, which is unusual, for the last almost 4 years, I believe, maybe five, all the way through the season. So that's highly unusual. But yes, especially this year, we didn't think we'd have this much water. But Mother Nature, you know, blessed us all that we have great snowpack up the mountain, so the river was flowing good. So
yeah,
we've only been releasing a little bit of water. So right now we're only about 3 feet down from normal. So there is still plenty of water to launch in and play water to play in. So
absolutely. Now, Darby, another reason that I was excited that I was able to talk with you today is the fact that we host, the company I work for, Tightline Outdoors, we host the world's largest ice fishing tournament series, and we're actually going to be planning an event out there at Jackson Lake this year. It's a new location for us to be at, but again, last week on these airwaves, we announced that all of our ice addiction tournaments are going to be a $10,000 cash first place prize. And this year we are really excited to bring that out to Jackson Lake. Now, I know it's August, or I guess for one more day, August, and
right,
it's early in the year, but you know, a lot of ice fishermen are really passionate here in Colorado. And if you can, you know, talk about some of the ice fishing opportunities that end up that you have out there.
Well, it's been limited, but because we always encourage, you never know what our situation is going to be out here, for sure.
Right.
But most of the people we send towards the dam, of course, that's where our thicker ice is. They've had some good luck this last year pulling crappie and walleye out through the ice, which is kind of unusual for us, because usually you'll hear about channel catfish, of course, some of the trout.
Right.
But not walleye,
right,
usually.
Right, and
they were catching some nice ones, though, I heard, through the ice this last winter. Usually, you know, there's three areas, depending. I mean, we let people go almost anywhere.
Right.
But the thicker ice is going to be around the dam. Sometimes
right,
the inlet, unless the inlet is running.
Right.
Where they're filling the lake, or around the boat ramp area. But I do know a lot of people were using the west shoreline area,
yep,
this past year, and since we're changing our campgrounds, which ones are going to remain open through the winter,
right,
you're going to have a lot more accessibility, so you don't have to walk as far as what I'm saying.
Well, that's awesome. Excellent.
Our Lakeside Cove and Pelican campgrounds are going to stay open year-round now instead of a couple of our north ones.
Absolutely.
So,
well, cool. Well,
yeah.
Darby, and you know, you said earlier, you never know with ice conditions, and that's actually one of the reasons that we chose Jackson Lake this year, is the fact we've been kind of studying ice trends the last few years, and Jackson's actually had the most fishable ice for any warm water warm water fishery, basically on the Front Range, the last several years. So that's a big reason we're coming out there, and again, really excited to bring this series to eastern Colorado as well. So
yeah, that's crazy. But I do know last year we must have been in a little area, because it seemed like we had pretty good thick ice for some time. So
yeah, there was a lot of people heading out there to ice fish because Chatfield and Cherry Creek and places like that didn't have ice. So like I said, we're really excited to be out there, and can't wait to work with you guys some more in the future. But anyway, Darby, we're up against a break here. Thank you so much for coming on the radio to talk about Jackson Lake. Again, it is a really special state park, a lot of opportunities, and definitely something everybody wants to head west. And there's some really cool opportunities east of I-25 right there off the I-76 corridor. Again, Jackson Lake State Park is right by Wiggins, Colorado. And, yeah, get out there. Check it out. There's a lot to do.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Darby. Thanks for coming on. All right, guys. Uh-huh. Well, we are going to be having Travis Duncan, another Colorado Parks and Wildlife segment coming up. We are talking, he's a public information officer, and we're going to be talking about some of the access opportunities that you have here in Colorado.
You work hard for your business, so should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.